This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
There are many local horse events in the area happening this month. At 12 p.m. on June 17th, the Greene County Open Horse Show will be going on at the Greene County Fairgrounds in Carrollton. The Centerline Dressage Show will be going on at Springfield at the Fairgrounds from June 23rd through the 24th. At 11 a.m. on June 24th, at the Terry Park Golf Course in Palmyra, the Otter Creek Saddle Club will be hosting a horse show. At 10 a.m. on June 30th, at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds in Carlinville, the Macoupin County Open Horse Show will be going on. At the Illinois State Fairgrounds, June 30th through July 1st, there will be a cowboy mounted shooting competition. At 5 p.m., every other Saturday at the Gillespie Lake Arena, the Macoupin County Wild Riders will be hosting a fun show. The next of these fun shows will be happening next Saturday. Many of these events are free to watch and you don't need a horse to enjoy them. Come out and enjoy the entertainment and outdoors. When you drive past Beverly Farms and Godfrey, you'll see nice brick buildings, people walking, and a large equestrian center with many turnout areas and an outdoor arena. Beverly Farms is a residential area for adults with developmental disabilities. At Beverly Farms, residents get specialized one-on-one care, along with many opportunities and services. Perhaps one of the best services that's offered is the use of the equestrian center. The horses at the barn are used as therapy animals for the residents. Residents have the opportunity to come to the barn on a weekly basis and ride the horses. I talked with barn manager Amanda Bray and director of development Tina Steibel about Beverly Farms and the equestrian program.
Beverly Farm, we've been a fixture in Godfrey in September, be 121 years. We were established back in the day by Dr. Grosby Smith and his wife, who came from Beverly, Massachusetts, and that's why we are named Beverly Farm. They looked at our farm here. We had over 200 acres back in the day, and they wanted a home where people with disabilities could come and still be an active part of the community. So this was literally a farm-like setting. The ladies back in the day would gather the eggs, care for the house, doing the sowing and the mending, and take care of the gardening. And the men would work outside. And we had horses, we had chickens, we had cows. We were a pretty active producing farm. So to the day, we still stay true to our roots and still have our equestrian center.
Amanda, how do you get most of your therapy horses here at the barn?
Most of them we get through donations. Some are on loan from community members. We're pretty open to trying them. They all come for a 30-day trial period to make sure they're going to fit into the program before we accept them.
And those horses have to be calm and have an adequate gait type thing to enable balance and things like that for the residents?
Yes, we basically start with a personality to see if they will tolerate it. Therapy, as much as everybody thinks it's really easy on the horses, can be quite stressful. They have to be very patient and deal with structural instabilities with their riders that affect their gait. So smooth, quiet, relaxed. We use all different shapes and sizes because different physical limitations fit better conformations of each animal. So we have all different sizes, shapes, and breeds. We just choose them for how good they are at doing their job.
And therapy isn't the only thing available here at the barn. Boarding's also available. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. We do boarding. We have pasture board and stall board. We also do full training. We do lessons for community members. We do birthday parties, off-site event pony rides, a little bit of everything to kind of get the community in contact with us and us out in the community.
And what kind of events do you have coming up at the facility?
We have the Special Olympic State competition is held the last weekend in October. We have some camps going on this summer. We just started a new program called Barn Buddies on Saturdays for itty-bitty kids. I have summer camp. We have a new program we're instigating called Winnie Wine and Women that's going to be on Friday night in September. And then we are adding a new open volunteer ride to give back to our volunteers that come help out at the Equestrian Center, but the whole Beverly Farm campus in general, to give them an opportunity to ride. And that'll be starting in October.
And if anyone wants to know more information about the program, where can they find that information?
So if you want to volunteer at the barn, please reach out to Taylor Gibbs. You can call 466-0367. Her extension is 649. Again, 466-0367. It's Taylor Gibbs. She's our volunteer coordinator. Her extension is 649. Give her a call. She can hook you up with a volunteer application and give you the steps that you need to be a part. And it's not just volunteering at the barn. If you want to volunteer in other aspects at Beverly Farm, we're always looking for more volunteers to help fill the needs that we have around here. And then if you do volunteer in the barn, you have to do a minimum of 12 hours at the barn to qualify for the quarterly ride. And I know it's a new program that Amanda's starting, and she's going to do that every quarter. So if you can't get in July, August, and September, if you're looking at something for the fall, don't be discouraged, because we can still get you in there then. And the women's wine and women's night that we're talking about, we're going to have our first one in September. So look for our website. You'll be able to purchase tickets ahead of time on our page, on our website. And we'll have that link live in the next week or so. So if you don't see it, please... It will be there. Please be patient with us. And then we're also going to plan on having one in October as well. And an open house. We have family weekends twice a year. And we're scheduling an open house for our family weekend the end of September. And it's from a 6 to 8 Friday evening. And we'll see more on our website and on our Facebook page.
Perfect. And tell us a little bit about the change you see in people with disabilities after coming here to ride.
Oh, wow. The horses actually do a lot of the work just by being horses, to tell you the truth. And everybody's affected differently. Each individual takes something different away, whether they're a community member or a resident or just a kid coming for pony rides. But it's very positive. The relationship that's developed between the horse and the individual dealing with them, whether they're just learning how to lead or brush or ride or any of those things. So we have... Our residents love to come for their riding sessions. We go to pick them up at their DT centers, and they can't get out of their rooms fast enough to get in the van to come ride at the barn, and they are all so excited, always asking, is it my day? So we have a really good time with everybody.
Beverly Farms is involved in the community as well and have many events coming up this summer. Just this past weekend, they had the Special Olympics qualifiers. The July session of the summer camp is split into three sections. July 9th through the 13th is the intro section of camp. July 16th through the 20th is the novice section. And July 23rd through the 27th is the Gymhana section. Sessions run from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday through Friday. To participate, it's $250 per week. There's also a summer camp for those exceptional equestrians. That runs from July 30th to August 3rd. Sessions run daily from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, and the cost for this program is $200 per week. As Amanda mentioned, there is also a Barn Buddies program that's specifically for children ages 4 through 5 and 6 through 7 on Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 a.m. for the younger kids and 11 through 12 p.m. for the slightly older. To learn more about these programs or to register, contact the Equestrian Center via email at equestriancenter@beverlyfarms.org or by phone at 618-466-0367, extension 787. That's all the time we have today on Your Horse Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.